Welcome to the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Get ready to hear from best-selling healthcare author Dr. Josh Luke as he facilitates a discussion on healthy weight loss and living healthy. And now, here's your host, Dr. Josh Luke.
Hey, folks, our first bonus episode of the Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. If you haven't checked out our logo, you can see how much fun we had with that OOO thing. And if you have seen the commercials for Ozempic, you've actually heard that song get stuck in your head. But Dr. John Probst, a clinical pharmacist, USC trained, has agreed to come on and do a third show with us, just a really brief bonus show. And we're going to answer the question the best we can: is Ozempic face real? And believe it or not, one of the first times I ever heard of Ozempic, I'd read one or two articles, celebrity drug, 2021. And then one celebrity, I think, was trying to throw another celebrity under the bus and said something like, she was obviously on Ozempic. She had an Ozempic face. And everybody kind of went, oh, what's that? And so now when you Google Ozempic face, you get all kinds of fun things. So is it real? And if you listen to our other shows, you've heard a little bit from Dr. Probst about the effects that the drug has on burning fat versus muscle. We're going to ask that again, but I want to read this to you. It's straight off of the internet, so it has to be accurate, right? What does Ozempic do to your face? Rapid weight loss while using Ozempic can result in excess skin on the face and the body, but we're talking about the face here, creating the appearance of sagging and wrinkles. The medication Ozempic and other semaglutides has made news for how it can distort the face. There's now a colloquial phrase widely used on social media for the change that can occur. That phrase is Ozempic face. So Dr. Probst, put this debate to bed once and for all. Is Ozempic face a real thing?
I think it is. I mean, the term that comes to mind is gaunt. You know, you just get this gaunt look. And ultimately, when you lose weight that fast, and I think the stars, let's be honest, are using doses that probably aren't what they should be using. They want really fast results, really profound results in a short amount of time, obviously. And it kind of almost tells your body that you're in starvation mode. You know, you've got this response by your body that's saying you're starving. You know, you're in this fed state for so long, but you haven't had any calories come in. Maybe they're restricting calories at the same time. So again, not to single out Hollywood here, but I do think there are some clients or some patients that use it in a probably risky way. It really does produce that Ozempic face because of just the speed and the swiftness as to how much weight is lost in muscle and fat, not just fat. So yeah, it's usually a sign that either you've got a lot more weight coming out of your face than most people do, or you're just, I think, abusing the medication. I tend to lean towards the latter. I think a lot of folks, sadly, are pushing the dose probably for reasons that are not medical in nature.
And one thing we discussed on our other show is that one of the few quote unquote negative things that the early tests have shown, it's not a hugely negative, it's more of a head scratcher from what I've read, is that those taking the semaglutide injections are burning about 28 to 34% of the fat being lost as muscle versus fat. And traditionally, that's about 20 to 25%. So there's a little more muscle being burned on these injections than just fat cells. And that's another reason, if you're losing muscle, but there's more fat staying, that there's going to be a sag, would you think?
I agree. Yeah. The metabolic impact of these meds, it varies patient to patient. But as far as the Ozempic face phenomena, yes, it is real. And it is certainly one that could possibly be in your future. In my opinion, the caveat being, if you're too aggressive with the dose and you're really pushing for results that are on a timeline that's unrealistic and possibly not safe. So not surprised that Ozempic face is more common in Los Angeles or the greater Southern California area.
So you've referenced it a couple times, but I just read this in one of these 20 articles I have in front of me. I can't find it, but the numbers, the dosage were 0.25 to 2.0. Would that be milligrams? I don't remember if it was what the...
Yes. Yeah. And you even see higher doses for, you know, Wegovy. So Again, the Ozempic is for the diabetics. So it's actually a lower dose for people who are obese and trying to lose weight. The doses are actually higher. So yeah, you do, it is in milligrams. And I mean, ultimately, when you've got, you know, the concierge type experience where docs are writing whatever for their patients, cause they got to lose 30 pounds in 5 days. And, you know, it's just one of these unrealistic timelines.
I'm looking at myself right now on the Zoom going, hey, I'm 35 pounds down. Is my face sagging? I don't know. I hope not. I got this beard to cover it up, right?
And I think if you're not doing it with enough water intake and you're not having enough, you know, caloric support to that weight loss, because I think there are some folks that just kind of throw the book out the window and go, I'm just going to inject myself into oblivion until I've got my target weight. You know, adverse effects be damned. So
we're gonna answer the mystery once and for all that Ozempic face can be a real thing in some situations if people probably who were carrying around a lot too much weight, not just a little bit too much weight, right? I don't think if you're dropping the 20 or 25 or 30 you've been trying to drop your whole life to get down to a heavy weight or a healthy weight for long term maintenance. I don't expect to have it. I could be wrong. I might, but I think what I've read and what I'm hearing from you is it's, if you're having this huge, massive weight loss in a quick time, that's when you're going to be more likely to see a little bit of sagging skin in the face. So
correct.
The clinical description of Ozempic face, there you have it, folks. We put it to bed. Are you or I subject to potential Ozempic face? If you are losing a ton of weight and plan to do it rapidly, you may be more prone to that is what I heard, right, Dr. Probst?
Correct. Yeah, and again, results do vary. I think you probably have two individuals on the same regimen. One may get Ozempic face, one may not. We're all kind of assembled differently. So,
last question.
It is a concern for some.
Last question on this, and just to be clear, folks, it's semaglutide face. Ozempic was just the first one. And so yes, it's all of them are going to have this effect. But I don't, this question for Dr. Probst, but this is no different than if you had rapid weight loss on anything, right? I mean, it's kind of a term because this is the new diet, right? Like you could have done this on the South Beach diet 20 years ago if you dropped 60 pounds in 3 weeks.
Correct. Yeah. Massive caloric deficit in a short amount of time. Again, kind of tricking the body to think you're in starvation mode, really. Yes, that anytime you lose a lot of weight in a short amount of time, that's not a very safe or desirable method, in my opinion.
There you go. That's an emphatic statement to end the show. I'm going to put him on the spot here and ask him for a favorite meal. We always end the show this way. Let's end the bonus show that way too. Give us one more of your favorite things to eat, the healthy meal.
Well, anybody who's tried to lose weight knows that it's all about some grilled chicken breast. And, you know, a little seasoning is the key. And I like a little bit of carb, you know, with my chicken, you know, because the protein's good, but I still am a bit of a carb nut. So give me a little gluten-free pasta. My daughters are celiac, so we love gluten-free products in our dinner menu. So a little gluten-free pasta, usually just kind of keep it simple with, you know, some herbs and some butter. And then I'm a seasonal veggie fan. Or if you really want to throw in a little bit of sugar, some fruit, you know, some mango or some melon. Can't go wrong there with a little bit of carb, a little bit of protein, and then, you know, the veggie and the fruit. You know, looks like that nutrition, you know, pyramid, although they've thrown that out the window, I think, recently too. So
all right. Well, hey, thanks again for joining us. We're going to have you back in a few months, update you on my progress, my wife's progress, on just new developments on the semaglutides. Thanks for just helping our listeners understand that these medications are safe, that these medications may have some side effects, which is a different show, and that Ozempic face can and is a real thing in some cases. So thanks again, Dr. Probst.
Anytime. Thanks, Josh.
You've been listening to the OOO Ozempic and Semaglutide podcast. Dr. Josh Luke is a PhD, but not a medical doctor, and none of his comments or comments of his guests are intended to be medical advice. Make sure to like, follow, share, and subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Thanks so much for listening, and we'll be back soon with a new episode.
Sit Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.